moderate and keep time and so forth. So I said, okay, fine. And that's really about all I'm going to do. But I do want to make a brief commercial for this particular issue of Reason Magazine, which is on the table back there with the bottles of water. The cover story is called The Culture Boom, and it's written by our executive editor, Nick Gillespie. It takes, I think, a far more optimistic view about popular culture in America today than most conservatives hold. And I'm not going to begin to try to explicate that view here. It's not my area, and I don't have the time. But I certainly commend it to your attention as worthy of consideration. Nick's view is that we are in an era with a great flowering of culture for everybody, for ordinary people, both to consume it and to produce it, and that this is often lost sight of in alarms and concerns about some of the bad aspects of popular culture. So that's as much as I'm going to say about that. I have the pleasure and privilege today of introducing you to two people that I've never met before this morning, but I've gotten to know by phone over the last few weeks in preparing for this, Lloyd Billingsley and Martha Bayless. They're both people whose works I've read for many years and have had a great deal of admiration and respect for. Lloyd will go first, so let me introduce him, and then I'll introduce Martha when it's time for her to speak. Lloyd is a prolific writer and author. He is still really a professional journalist. He's been a U.S. correspondent for the London Spectator, California correspondent for the Washington Times, city editor of the Pasadena Herald Tribune right here in Southern California, and for a couple of years was journalism fellow and staff writer for the Center for the Study of Popular Culture, also based here in Los Angeles. Most recently, he's been editorial director for our friends at the Pacific Research Institute in San Francisco. He's the author of 6 books and contributor to a number of others. His most recent book, and which will form the basis for at least much of his commentary this morning, is called Hollywood Party: How Communism Seduced the American Film Industry During the 1930s and 1940s. I'm really looking forward to hearing this. Let me give you Lloyd Billingsley.